Hi, we're here today talking to Gillian Matthew, a project manager at Audit Scotland, about Audit Scotland's latest report, The Management of Long-Term Health Conditions. Gillian, what's this report about?
Our report looks at how services for people with long-term conditions are being managed across Scotland.
And what have you found?
Well, long-term conditions affects a lot of people in Scotland. Around one in five people in Scotland have a long-term condition, such as asthma, epilepsy, chronic bronchitis. And care for people with long-term conditions is getting better, but there's more that could be done. NHS and councils need to join up services better to improve the services. Long-term conditions increase with age, so as the population ages, we're going to have to spend more on providing care for people with long-term conditions. So for the NHS and councils to plan for this properly, they'll need to know how much that will cost, but this information isn't currently available. Also, people with long-term conditions want to do more to manage their own conditions, and the NHS and councils need to help them to do this. For example, they can provide more information about their conditions when they're diagnosed and information about all the services available to them from the NHS, councils and voluntary organisations.
You touched on a bit there about what this means for patients, so I wonder if you could say a little bit more about what this report means for patients and for carers.
People with more than one long-term condition are less likely to be receiving joined-up care, so that's why it's important for NHS and councils to join up services more. Also, patients want better information about their long-term conditions, and we found that they're not getting this at the moment. So if this is provided, they'll be in a position to much better manage their own conditions.
You say that some services are improving, but that this isn't across the board. What's improving and why isn't this happening everywhere?
Well, in recent years, community-based management of diabetes and asthma has generally improved. It's partly because these conditions are among the most common in Scotland, but also they're more straightforward to manage in the community than other conditions, and thus it's easier to set up more effective services. These two conditions aside, there are no particular areas in which there's been uniform improvement across Scotland for services with long-term conditions. There have been many improvements in vastly different clinical areas and different places across Scotland, and these are usually local projects driven by local need or enthusiasm rather than by a national strategy as such. The Scottish Executive Health Boards and Councils will need to do more to make improvements nationally to create more joined-up services across all conditions.
How does Scotland compare with the rest of the UK and with Europe in terms of how many people have long-term health conditions?
Well, for the conditions that we looked at in depth, which was COPD and epilepsy, the rates are for Scotland are comparable to the rest of the UK. With regards to the rest of Europe, it's quite difficult to get accurate estimates, and they vary quite a lot from different studies that have been done looking at this. But generally, they're not vastly different from the rest of Europe either.
What would you like to see happen now as a result of your report?
What we'd like to see is better information collected on activity, cost, quality of services for long-term conditions by the NHS and councils as well. More evaluation of different ways of providing services to ensure the cost effectiveness and sharing of good practice. We'd also like to see better working between community health partnerships and hospitals to support development of community services. The development and implementation nationally of more comprehensive systems for recording information about patients to help assess and manage the total care package for each individual. Targets to support the development of community-based services, more guidance and support from the Scottish Executive for boards and councils on how to develop shared business plans for resource transfer to facilitate shifting the balance of care, and also comprehensive information provided to patients about their condition and the health and social care services available at the time they're diagnosed.
Okay, thanks very much for your time, Gillian.